Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood brain fog buster. Ever feel like you're constantly on a hamster wheel of stress and anxiety, like your emotions are running the show instead of the other way around? You're not alone. We live in a world that often glorifies hustle culture and pushes us to be on 24/7, leaving little room for self-care and genuine emotional connection. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against brain fog, one that can actually help you thrive? It's called cultivating self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another fluffy feel-good topic, hear me out. These aren't just buzzwords. They are powerful tools that can unlock a whole new level of well-being. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like the weather, sometimes sunny, sometimes stormy. Self-compassion allows you to be kind to yourself during those stormy moments instead of beating yourself up. And emotional intelligence? That's your GPS for navigating these emotional landscapes with grace and understanding. Here are five key takeaways that can help you start cultivating self-compassion and emotional intelligence today. 1. Practice self-awareness. This is like becoming a detective for your own emotions. Pay attention to how your body feels when you're stressed, anxious, or happy. Notice the thoughts that pop up in those moments. The more aware you are of your emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to manage it. Think of it like checking your mental weather report before heading out the door. A little preparation goes a long way. 2. Embrace imperfection. Listen, nobody's perfect, and that's okay. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself to be flawless. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes fall short of our own expectations. Instead of berating yourself, try practicing self-forgiveness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who was struggling. Remember, you're human. And that means being perfectly imperfect. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. Ever notice how your mind can race when you're stressed? It's like a hamster on a wheel, going nowhere fast. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, focusing on your breath, your surroundings, your senses. This helps calm the mental chatter and create a sense of peace. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your inner monologue, a much-needed break for your brain. 4. Develop empathy. Stepping into other people's shoes can be incredibly powerful. Try to understand their perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Empathy isn't about condoning someone's actions. It's about recognizing their humanity and trying to see things from their point of view. It builds bridges instead of walls and creates a more compassionate world, starting with ourselves. 5. Set boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your emotional well-being. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you or leave you feeling overwhelmed. Prioritize your own needs and create space for self-care. Think of it like setting healthy limits on your emotional energy, conserving it so you can truly shine. You know that feeling when you're having a tough day, but instead of spiraling into negativity, you manage to find some inner strength and resilience? That's the power of self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine your friend is going through a breakup and they're feeling heartbroken and lost. Instead of offering unsolicited advice or trying to fix them, you practice empathy. You listen attentively, acknowledge their pain, and offer words of support and encouragement. By being present and understanding, you help them navigate this difficult time with grace and compassion. And the best part? This kind of emotional intelligence isn't just beneficial for your friends, it's incredibly powerful for yourself too. When you cultivate self-compassion and emotional awareness, you become more resilient to stress, better equipped to handle challenges, and ultimately, happier and more fulfilled in life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards cultivating self-compassion and emotional intelligence today. Start by practicing mindfulness for a few minutes each day. Write down your thoughts and feelings, or simply make an effort to listen with empathy to the people around you. Remember, these small steps can lead to big changes, both for yourself and the world around you. Keep those brains clear, hearts open, and spirits high. Join me tomorrow for another dose of brain fog-busting wisdom. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some self-compassion and emotional intelligence magic. Until then, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.